A little more than a week ago, word started spreading that a local drummer and just multi-talented musician from Lexington or the Lexington area, Robbie Cosenza, would be performing this coming Thursday out in Hollywood at the Capitol Studios for Ringo Starr's 75th birthday. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I wasn't sure if that was just a rumor or not. Turns out it is true. He is in the studio with us now. Good morning, Robbie Cosenza.
Good morning.
It's always good to see you. We also have Sean Gannon with us.
Good morning.
The man behind Soulful Space over there at the Good Shepherd Church.
He's my legal counsel.
My partner in crime, Joe Conkright, is
here.
And we're all here for we're very curious.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very curious. And that is because, like I said a little while ago, we found out that Robbie Cosenza is going to be performing. They're flying you out tomorrow to Hollywood to be at that big round building, the Capitol Studios.
Yep.
And you and your band, Vandeveer, will be performing at Ringo Starr's 75th birthday celebration. First question, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, pretty petrified, to be honest with you. But, you know, excited. And
how'd you find out about this?
Ringo's manager has been a friend of multiple bands that I've been in for a while. She would come out and see these United States quite a bit on Vandeveer. And, you know, she just extended this amazing invitation to us, and we said yes.
You said yes.
We did.
Did you have no second thoughts, obviously, no?
No, I mean, I had to cancel a bunch of stuff, and we all did, and we kind of moved our lives around, but
what's this going to be like?
What
are the specifics that you know of, at least at this point?
I don't really know any, except for what I've just read on, like, the Ringo's Facebook page, to be honest with you. I know that we're performing outside at Capitol Records. It's open to the public. It'll be streamed, as far as I know, on his page. And then there's, like, a lunch and, you know, Joe Walsh will be walking around. That's about all I know.
Yeah.
So,
have you guys been rehearsing particular songs? Did they give you a set list and say, here, learn these songs?
No. They let us, you know, have the option to pick a couple of tunes. And we have not rehearsed yet, but we will. We all live in different spots, so we'll just spend a handful of hours hammering out songs that we already know by heart, we think.
We're extremely excited for you.
Well, thanks.
I mean, I'm
excited for you.
Local boy makes good. I don't know. Vandeveer obviously making their way when it comes to notoriety. And by the way, Vandeveer will be performing at the August 19th WKY Phoenix Friday. You can get all the details on our website, WKY.org. Talk about your first time you heard Ringo and the Beatles. Do you remember that?
I do remember it. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a household with an amazing record collection, and I think Abbey Road was probably the first thing for me. When I started playing drums, it was 82, so, you know, everybody could draw Neil Peart's drum set, but if you could draw Ringo's drum set, then you had a whole nother group of people to talk with.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a lot more sense. I mean, like, draw, like, on paper.
Oh.
Or on your notebook, on your locker.
Uh-huh.
You need a bigger piece of paper to draw Neil Peart. So
yeah, you need like poster board.
Yeah,
But, you know, finding the people early on that were into simplicity was almost impossible. But that's why Ringo was so important.
We're talking with Robbie Cosenza here on WKY and Rockin' Roots. The birthday boy Ringo Starr is going to be turning 75 this Thursday. And there's a big celebration out in Hollywood at the Capitol Records Studios. And there's going to be some outdoor performances, including the band Vandeveer with their drummer, the man we love so much, Robbie Cosenza.
Oh, stop.
And Robbie,
you offered me tea instead of coffee. Come on.
What?
You can't love me that much.
Joe, you gave him
British
tea?
Thing.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
I offered it.
Hey, now.
He said no.
So, as we've been talking about, Robbie's going to be headed out there with the band and performing live, and they're still thinking about what Beatles song they are going to perform. You did mention one that, what was it, the Beatles thing that you were thinking about playing?
We're thinking about Don't Pass Me By, and we're thinking about Photograph, which is a solo Ringo tune.
Is that something that you just fall into when it comes to Ringo's pieces? Do you know them by heart, or is it something you're going to have to listen to?
I don't know his solo stuff as well as I should.
What about his drumming? I mean, how much, what's in the set? Do you know? I mean, the kit. What's in the kit? There's a snare, a tom, and what?
Yeah, I mean, he has the standard four-piece kit. It's what everybody starts with and usually sticks with after you set up all your garbage cans and go through your yes phase, which we all did. But, you know, if you can keep it simple like that, then you're pretty much set.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned from him?
I mean, everything, really.
He's so simple. I mean, the whole thing is such a simple thing. It didn't really change much until the later years, and they started doing things like putting, I think they put some kind of blanket or pillow into his.
Oh, yeah, he had tea towels all over his stuff. I mean, we reference him in the studio, you know, all the time. Every 10 minutes, his name comes up.
You mentioned Vanderbilt's going to be there, so you're talking the full band, right?
It's maybe pretty much the full band.
Yeah, going to be there.
Yep. Mark and Rose and J-Tom Nato, who lives here also.
So this is Kentucky grown, homegrown situation going out there representing. That's really what I wanted to get to. It's an experience not just for you but for the whole band. It's really a great opportunity.
We're beyond honored.
Do you know if Ringo might jump up and sing a song with y'all?
I don't think so, but
he'll get to hear you, though.
I'll probably ask him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One thing you don't want to do is take any memorabilia for him to sign. You know,
he put out
a big video online saying, don't send me any more of
no
your
more
stuff.
Photo, no
I'm
more autographs.
I'm tired of it.
Mm-mm. Oh, I've already gotten some requests from some friends.
Yeah, like, this is don't do that. So
done.
It's Rockin' Roots on 91.3 WKY. I'm Mike Graves along with Joe Conkright, partner in crime, and Sean Gannon from the Soulful Space over there at Good Shepherd Church. What's the next Soulful Space coming up?
It happens to be Vandiver.
Yikes.
And it is the Thursday after the show that they're doing with you at Phoenix Friday.
Okay, so that is going to be August 19th. Let me see here.
August 25th.
August 25th. And stay tuned for details about all of the wonderful shows that you put together. What a great job you're doing there, Sean.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
It's been an honor.
Yeah, and what a space. It's
wonderful.
Soulful.
It is soulful.
You know, how did that idea come around?
You know, we just kind of put together some ideas about what we could do in that space and had Robbie and Josh and a couple other people, Josh Wright from Bear Medicine, and was Tom there?
J-Tom Nato?
Yes.
He was there.
I think he was there. So J-Tom, these guys came over and did a Dylan night, and from there, we didn't know if anybody was going to show up, and we packed the place, and we said, let's do it again. So we've been doing it now for 3 years.
Yeah, I think Tom sang If Dogs Run Free. Did he sing that or Wiggle Wiggle?
It isn't clear in my mind.
Spooky weird.
Spooky, what did you say?
What was it you said?
That's the phrase
spooky
of the morning.
Spooky what?
Spooky weird.
Spooky weird. Robbie Cosenza is here. He's going to be heading out to Hollywood this Thursday. Actually, he's flying out tomorrow to be at Ringo Starr's 75th birthday with his band Vandiver. And
The thing I like about Ringo, Mike, is he's not only a great musician, but he's a film actor. And I would have to say my favorite film performance, and Robbie, you're gonna have to back me up on this, the 1981 film Caveman, right?
Oh,
what do you
man
think?
Yes. Shelley Long.
Yeah,
that was that's amazing. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I mean, his performance, playing drums,
I don't know why he didn't get an Oscar for that, honestly. I mean, seriously, it was a good one.
I need to ask him about that.
That ought to be the first question. What about Caveman? Is there going to be a sequel?
Have you thought about what you're going to say to him or ask him? I mean, are you just going to off the cuff?
I mean, you know how good I am just flying by the seat of my forehead.
We've seen that.
God, the Capitol building, though, that alone is going to be awesome because you're going to be at this historic spot.
I mean Sinatra,
complete iconic building and so much history there.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Right. I'm still waiting for Ashton Kutcher to be at the airport and just hand me a punked sign, and then I just come back to Lexington and drive around all day. That might happen.
So they're going to pick you up in a limousine with your instruments and drive you over?
Of course not. We will Uber.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, I was picturing the treatment. Of course, we've been focusing on things Beatles related that have a lot to do with Ringo's drumming, and you mentioned Strawberry Fields. What's up with that?
Oh, I mean, it's.
Tell us what you used to call Double Q and ask.
Well, I had an 82 Nissan Stanza mic, and it only had the left channel for the radio. So you'd pull over at a payphone and 280 rock, 280 roll. You call Double Q and say, "Can you play Strawberry Fields?" And they usually will. And then getting it out of the left side was really the only way to hear it.
I was reading a little bit earlier before I went on the air this morning that I did not know this. When he first stepped into the studio with the Beatles, George Martin didn't like him and said, "No, you're not going to play drums." He brought in a session drummer, and Ringo played tambourine. And then later down the road, he quit the band thinking that they didn't love him anymore, and they had to go to him en masse. All three of them said, "No, look,
Australian
man,
tour.
We cannot do it without you."
Yeah.
And he came back, and of course, Ringo, one of the two remaining Beatles. And boy, where would we be without the Beatles? Mm. You know, think about it for a second. Your first drum kit. We got to hear about that. Was it identical, close to the look of Ringo's?
Pretty much identical. It was wasn't as old as Ringo's, but it was probably a 68, 69 Slingerland, you know, black, silver, swirl.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Speed King pedal, you know, which I still play.
And what has it evolved into? Have you got a whole lot more, same amount?
Of
your kit?
No, I mean, I play the basic Ringo setup. It's pretty much standard for most drummers, I think.
A little bit of breaking news here, courtesy of our good listeners out there have notified us. It's actually his 76th birthday, which I was pretty sure of. Yeah,
76.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 75 currently, but it doesn't diminish the quality of the celebration. Certainly, 76 is still a milestone.
I knew it was 76.
Maybe he's holding at 75.
Yeah,
he's holding at 75.
He's 75.
That was J. Tom Nato that sent that to us.
Yeah, and he knows.
By the way, he's timeless.
How old are you, Mike?
Very
77.
It's
77.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. 62.
There you go.
Yeah, I got two more years. I get to sing the song to everybody I see.
Absolutely.
Okay. Robbie Cosenza, we're so excited for you. Best of luck to everybody in the band, Van
well,
Devere.
Thanks.
Any last thing you want to say before you take off?
Peace and love.
Peace and love. And if you could see Robbie right now, he's doing exactly what Ringo does all the time, the peace sign.